HBO's Emmy-winning dark comedy Barry returns for its fourth and last season on Sunday. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show's final episodes challenge audiences by growing darker and even more ambitious.
Few TV shows push creative boundaries like Barry, especially in this final season, which opens with its darkest story yet. Bill Hader's Barry Berkman, a hitman turned actor, is in jail, arrested for killing the girlfriend of his acting teacher. Barry uses his one phone call to ring up that acting teacher, Gene Cousineau, played with deft perfection by Henry Winkler, to ask if he set him up.
Mr. Cousineau, are you mad at me? Because I love you.
What'd you say?
I said I love you.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah?
I gotcha.
This is the emotional minefield Barry faces early in this season, as people he loves turn on him after they realize his true nature. But we also see where their true natures come from. Barry's self-absorbed girlfriend Sally, played by Sarah Goldberg, tries to find sympathy with an equally withholding mother.
I think I may actually be in a lot of trouble.
You sure can, Beckham.
Mom, I need your help.
I can't respond to you if you're going to scream.
I'm screaming at you!
Yeah, not a lot of laughs there. The show's darkly absurd humor works better when the story shifts to Chechen gangster Noho Hank, who hopes to unite rival gangs in an illegal scheme working with his boyfriend, Bolivian gangster Cristobal. Hank, played by Anthony Carrigan, pitches the gangs with Cristobal in, where else, a meeting room at the Dave & Buster's Arcade.
At first, I get that you may need to hold your nose when working with someone who might have killed a close friend or family member. That sucks, but...
That will fade away when you see the amazing bounty of power that comes with working together. There must be zero bloodshed.
Hello, can I start you guys with an appetizer?
Yes, we'll have some jalapeno poppers for the table, please.
That's how Barry's unique tone works, placing scenes with huge dramatic heft or violence right next to mundane moments from everyday life to make you laugh even while you're horrified. Through it all, in this final season, the series asks in a more pointed and creative way the same question it's been asking since the show began. If you're a terrible person and you know it, can you change? Hader deserves all kinds of credit here, and not just for playing an unpredictable killer like Barry with such heart and good intentions that audiences still care about him. As director of all 8 final episodes, he's created a visual style that's daring and creative, punctuating jokes with a deft camera move or expertly plotted shot. By the time Sally confronts acting teacher Gene for not telling her that Barry was a killer, another ugly truth emerges. They didn't see Barry's issues because he made them feel good about their own shortcomings.
I was the one living with him.
And you're telling me that you didn't see one sign? He was obsessed with us. He treated us like superstars as actors. That's really hard to resist. When the world is against you, your back is against the wall, there is only one thing you can do.
What?
Teach.
Deep in the final season's episodes, I've seen 7 of the final 8, there's a significant change. Now, I won't say what because it's a major spoiler, but it did leave me wondering if producers really knew how to end this story in a way that makes the whole series journey worthwhile. I hope they do, because a series that's mined such thrilling moments by brilliantly pushing the creative envelope deserves a finale that rewards its ambitious vision. I'm Eric Deggan.